Everybody's talking.
The biggest trending things from across the region.
With Love in Dubai.
Kick it like this.
Oh, Casey, they gave you an intro here.
Casey, you have earned an intro.
That's pretty good.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's really good.
We've
done
it.
That's pretty cool, right?
Just put it together for you.
Nice work, Ross. Lovin' Dubai. If you're not following them, follow. They're really cool. I like it. I always find your stories very interesting. It's Lovin Dubai.
It's great.
Everything happening across the UAE, really. I mean, let's talk about the biggest things right now that you guys are finding people are interacting with.
So it's so funny what you would think is the biggest news stories and what actually becomes the biggest news story.
We're turning your mic around. There we go. Thanks,
Ross. That was
my fault. Yeah, see you again.
Hi, guys. So one of the biggest stories is actually a job that's going right now. And it's not Snapchat. It's not Love in Dubai. It's not Virgin. This is the biggest job. And it's the Mohammed bin Rashid Space Center has said that they are looking for an astronaut.
This is so cool.
Gosh. I saw this.
Cool.
Is this in line with the Mars mission?
So, yeah, it can tie in, but basically in January, they're looking for 6 applicants. We're not really sure. They're looking for STEM, so you need a degree in STEM. So it's going to be science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
You need to have those degrees.
You need those degrees, but apart from that...
Oh, man. Hold on, anyone in the
astronaut.
Room? Anyone in the room? No. Okay.
But I mean, it's very varied. And apart from that, you need to be physically fit. So if you're able to... if you can live up to the challenges, if you're going to be able to exercise for 2 hours every day when you're in space, that's one of the things you need to be able to do.
Okay, quick poll. Pretty, if given the opportunity, would you go to space?
No.
Casey?
I think, if you could live in that kind of environment, yes. I think it's cool.
No, if the mission was 3 months, you're going to go up, you're going to be in a space station for a couple of months and then be brought back to Earth. Would you do it?
Yes, 3 months and I'm home
yes.
for sure.
Rossi?
No.
Yeah, all right.
What, Chris?
Yep.
That's a lie.
You would
chicken out 100%.
Because it's so physically on your body.
And I just saw Armageddon for the first time, so there's no way I'm going to space.
But what they're doing is they're building this simulation city in the desert in the UAE. So actually, before you go in space, you might even be able to try this out.
Oh, that I would do.
So you can try it. You can see. They're going to put a team in there for a year before they send a probe up to space.
So good. Go and find out more at Lovin' Dubai. What else you got for us?
So another big thing you've definitely heard about is the Dubai Fitness Challenge.
Yes.
But what's been really cool is Crown Prince Sheikh Hamdan's his involvement in that. What he's done, he has called out. First, he started with Emirates. He called them out.
Yep.
He called out Dubai Police. And he's like, okay, I challenge you. Be part of the fitness challenge. And they've sent back this really, really cool video.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So it's like policemen in the supercars, in the control center, just policemen on the street, men and women accepting it.
Yeah.
And then he's gone for Emirates who have accepted.
I saw that one with the RTA on the metro. They put the challenge accepted.
They have covered a metro. Wow. They've covered a tram. They've covered huge buses with challenge accepted.
Get on it.
Cool?
You can follow Dubai Fitness Challenge. We've been talking about this earlier on this week. Dubai Fitness Challenge. It is fantastic. Are you guys at Love in Dubai? Are you part of this? Are you doing 30 by 30? Are you
100%. We need to accept that challenge. I feel like it's a call out to everyone. I think no one is safe with Sheikh Hamdan's call outs.
I think you got to make sure that you're a part of it. It's such a fantastic initiative done by the leaders of this country. So make sure you get part of it.
October 28th it starts.
And it's 30 days. Okay, so 30 by 30, a bit of exercise. Finally, Love in Dubai. Casey, what have you got?
Okay, have you heard about the human Ken doll?
Yes.
Human Ken doll. So it's the guy with the plastic surgery, right?
I first got to know this guy from the TV show Botched. I watch Botched a lot, and it's based in LA of people who have had bad cosmetic surgery. This guy walked in. I want to say, is he Filipino by any chance? I'm trying to work out where he's originally
not even
from.
Close.
Brazilian.
He's Brazilian?
He's Brazilian-British, so he's got dual nationality.
So he looks... He's trying to make himself look like a Ken doll. How much money has he spent trying to do this?
This is like mind-boggling sums of money. He spent 2 million dirham so far.
On plastic surgery, trying to look like Ken.
And he wants more, right?
Like, you need to consider this. He's had like 51 plastic surgeries, countless cosmetic procedures on top of that. He's had chest implants. He's had lipo. He's had bum lift fillers. 10 10 nose surgeries and I'm not going to laugh. I mean, this is a choice that he's made, but the issue is he came into Dubai and he was detained in the airport because his face, you could not recognize his face
from his passport.
Wow.
And I don't blame that. You would look different to, he has had that much work done. When he was at Botched, the TV show, The problem was he had done his nose that many times that it collapsed. And so his nostrils were closing and he was having trouble breathing. So he had to go to these specialist plastic surgeons to try to reopen his nasal passages so he could breathe. And he was talking like this, like it's, his voice was blocked.
He's literally just all plastic.
Listen, I'm not against plastic surgery, but this guy...
It's an extreme.
I think he's got some sort of issues going on because $2
million... It's too much.
What does he do for money, do we know? Where does he get this money from?
He has a lot of family money, I think. So his family has got... they've got supermarkets in Brazil. He's got houses in Spain. Wow. And I think he makes a bit of rent. Apparently, he worked a little while as cabin crew, which I don't think he needed to do, but there's a lot of family money there.
There it is. All right, Casey Fitzgerald from Lovin' Dubai. You want to know more? Go check him out. L-O-V-I-N Dubai. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
That's awesome.